خفت اسم راغف تجنبا.
اوكي لفتويسي لفتويسي من اول لفتويسي من اول تخسيب كبخو بنخ تفت How do you know the father's chayav to be poyde his son? Because the pasuk says, "Kol b'chor b'necha tifte, be poyde kol b'chor b'necha." Ve'echad l'parke avu m'chayav il mifrkei. If the father doesn't do it, then he himself is chayav to do it. When he turns 13, he's chayav to do it. How do you know? Because the podo tifte, a double loshen. So the double loshen means if the father doesn't do it, he's got to do it himself. How do you know the mother is not chayiv? Rashi goes out of his way to say, I need to know the mother is not chayiv, because this is not a mitzvah, this is a mitzvah shalayizman grama. This is a mitzvah shalayizman grama. Which, if you remember, when we learned Toisvas, by Milo, and Toisa said the teretz that once it starts and keeps going, that's not called Zman Grama. In Toisa's Rosh, I believe it was, he also says that teretz, and he brings Pidina Ben as a raya. He says, like, you see, but Pidina Ben is not Zman Grama. You see when he psuk to be the mother, and that has a starting date, like day 30. So he brought Pidina Ben as a raya, that's not Zman Grama. That's what Rashi's saying over here also. It's not his mind grandma. Question is why Rashi didn't feel necessary to speak up by Milo. Rashi by Milo, which is the major kash of all the Rishonim, that Rashi didn't explain to us why we need a pasuk. He said it the topic of opinion of Ben. It's hard to, if he held up twice as it's so say it by Milo already. Unless he held it. I don't know, I'm not sure. So Milo Rashi didn't say anything. Yeah, we can conjecture what he might have held, but it wouldn't be a riot anything. Okay. So you need a pasuk. It's not Zman Grama because it's ongoing. Once it starts, it's ongoing. So the teretz is, I don't know if she's potter. Tichsiv. Tifte, tipode. Or tipode, tifte. Kolch, mutubel of toys, that's moy, mutubel of toys, that's since you can read the pasuk, I mean, the pasuk says tifte. But since the drosh is, you can read it also tipode, correct? So memela, v'darshna tifta tipode. If someone is mechuyev to be paid to you, I'm sorry, if you are mechuyev to be paid to yourself, then you are mechuyev to be paid to others. Because ain't a mitzvah of doyitzah zatzmoi, ain't a mitzvah of doyitzah chayim. If you're not mitzvah to be paid to yourself, you're not mitzvah to be paid to others. So an Isha, since she has no chiyuv to be paid to herself, we automatically understand that she has no chiyuv to be paid to her son. How do you know she herself has no chiyuv to be paid to herself? But even under the mechayv on the mifrig nafsho, to say again, tipta tipad, but shechem mitzvah l'ptoy soy, mitzvah l'ptoy soy, that's my. But shechem mitzvah l'ptoy soy, in mitzvah l'ptoy soy, that's my. Umnayim shem l'chem mitzvah l'ptoy soy, damar kwa, kubachot b'necha tipta, b'necha b'la b'nesecha. So it goes like this. Her father has no chiyuv to be paid to her because it says, if he has no chiyuv to be paid to her, then she has no chiyuv to be paid to herself. And if she has no chiyuv to be paid to herself, then she has no chiyuv to be paid to her son. It's a double tifta tipada. Yeah? The starting point is, not b'nei secho. Then we use tifta tipada to learn out she's not chiyuv on herself. Then we use tifta tipada again to learn out that she doesn't have to do it to her son.
The reason why you have is there anything in the Pesukim that suggests that all those drushes are necessary? Meaning,
opposed to what?
Let's say you skip the middle one.
Skip the middle one.
Right, why is it? Oh no, you can't.
You need it, yeah, you need it. You need it. The kash here is the Rishash asks the kash. I didn't tell you about this. Because the Rishash. I don't want to get sidetracked too much because the Shach goes into something else, but the Kash is the Maskoinah Sagamara, okay? How do you know that if someone's mechuyev to be paid to you, then you are mechuyev to be paid to yourself? If someone's mechuyev to be paid to you, then that means when you grow up, you're mechuyev to be paid to yourself. How do you know that? Tifta tipada. That's right. If that's true, then how come the Gemara before, at the beginning, when it said, why did the Gemara there learn it out from a double lashon of pada tifta? Should have said tifta tipada. The same way we're bringing the drasha by the isha of tifta tipada. That exact drasha is what tells me that a boy doesn't be paid himself. So why did the Gemara need before padri tifta? Yeah, that's what Shash is kasha. Kavaldik the kasha, pshat. Padri you. Then you be paid to yourself. That's what we learned out by the Ishi, she doesn't have that chiv. But that means by Ishi, she does have that chiv. So why did the Gemara before bring a different drasha? To say padri tifta. That padri tifta is not tifta tipada. That's a different drasha. That's a drasha of the double lashon pada tifta. Yeah, it's a different drasha.
What are they going to have there? They go
before. It's chayav to be paid himself.
Himself, not Acherim. No, because it's a different thing. It's yourself is different than others. The whole mitzvah of.
No, but tifta tipada means that they go together. Tifta tipada.
Tifta tipada means if you can't be the poida yourself, then you're allowed to be poida achay.
Others.
How do you know?
No, there's two steps. No, there's two steps of tifta tipada in the Gemara. In the Gemara by the Isha. Correct. That's the first tifta tipada. And the second tifta tipada.
She doesn't have to.
No, what do you mean by the first one?
The Gemara says, where do you know? Echad lo part.
Wait, no, his father doesn't do it, he has to do it himself. Padoi tifta. Then it talks about the Ishan. It says, how do you know she's not chayiv to be paid to her son? So it says, tifta tipada. So she does not have to be paid to her son because she does not have to be paid to herself. Then the Gemara says, and how do you know she doesn't have to be paid to herself? The im in nolan dolam mechayiv in the mifrak nafsha. That line right there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the 5 lines from the bottom.
Yeah, but the Barachot is there.
And she is not.
She's not,
but the Ben is.
That he is hired to put there the Ben.
I don't need. Which
Padu Tifta? Don't you need something to tell you that the father is mechayev to put there the ben?
Yeah, that's
cool. Then because he's chayev,
that's called b'chov b'nechad tifta.
Right. Okay.
B'chov b'nechad tifta.
Then I separately know that anyone who is good is a chayev to put there him, he can put there achayim.
Correct. Well, no. Before that, anyone who's then mechayev to be paid to you, you're mechayev to be paid to yourself. How do I know that? Because tifta tibada.
Okay.
So why did the Gemara say Padu Tifta here? The Gemara up above.
I tell you that the father is mechayev to put there the son.
No. Well, look at the beginning of the Gemara. Minalon dichsev ko b'chov v'nechad tifta. Forget the art school.
What?
Forget the art school. I'm asking you, Pshat.
I
know that if they bring down the Pshat show, what? Simple question, yeah. How do you know you're going to be paid to yourself? So one Gemara is saying Padu Tifta, and the other Gemara is saying Tifta Tipada. No, that's what's coming out.
Never just saying.
Nah, you don't need that.
No, I wanted to see how they punctuate it.
Get them put them over here. Right. It's atzmai.
So the son should know sin for the mitzvah and the father.
Correct.
So then maybe.
So here, what is, but here the kasha, so what do I need padu tifta for? Up above. It shouldn't be padu tifta. Padu tifta means, from the double lashon of padu tifta, I'm learning out as a chiyati by yourself. No, it's not what it means. Now the Gemara is saying that it's from tifta tipada. The father does. That's true.
Which
means it's
how do you learn at that small?
What?
How you learn at that small? Yeah, that's where you learn at that small. Understand?
Yeah, you need to know at that
small. Tipade tifte is that if you're mechuyav to put there yourself, then you put there others, right?
What? No. Again, no. Yes. Yes, but it's also more than that. There's two parts of Pada.
You have a chiyuv to yourself.
Correct. That's what it says in the Gemara by Tifta Tipada.
Because of the second thing.
Correct. That part of the Gemara. So yeah, I'm asking from the second part.
Tifta Tipada.
Yeah. Shash asks. Exactly. From the second part of the Gemara by the Isha, we're asking. So that's tifta tipada. That's what he put the tifta for. So the Mishash says
no, because you don't, because you wouldn't even know to begin with that a person has to do himself.
Why not? Tifta tipada tells that.
That's what he said.
That tifta tipada is a drasha in Chazal. There's a drasha in Chazal called tifta tipada. There's a drasha called poda tifta. They're both telling the same exact thing. So the Mishash says, in the Mishash, in the end, he says that he would say there's a Torah sefer in the Gemara.
Really?
And Padu Tifta doesn't really exist, or it's used for some other Joshua. This Gemara should say Tifta Tipada. I'll bring you a Raya. Shall I bring you a Raya? To the Rishash. When Rashi brings Tifta Tipada, where does he bring it? In the place where the Gemara brings it? The Rashi and the different Maskels and Rashi are out of order. Rashi says Tifta Tipada, and then Rashi says, Ve'ihi minolun de la mifkido. If you put those Rashi in order, but these Rashis, if you take them in the order that they're written over here, it sounds very much like the Rishash. Tifta Tipada was before the Gemara.
The first time we've seen that happen in Rashi.
Okay. If we didn't have a Kasha, but that's the Rishash. I mean, he tries to get out of it in other ways, but in the end, he basically says that he thinks it's a Tos Soy, but he says it sounds like from Rashi also. I'm not sure what he means. He said it sounds like from Rashi to Tos Soy. Also, what I think it means is the order of the Rashis, because this Tifta Tipada in Rashi is coming on the earlier Gemara. A kapadim, that's the order of the Rishash. Could be other ways of answering up. You can. He tries to answer it up a different way, but then he's not so happy with it. It's a good aura. So good.
Mitzvahs but it's two different kinds of things. The first one is saying, where are you going with the father? The father has a deal. No,
correct.
If the father doesn't do it, how do you know that he should do it? Meaning, kind of do what the father is supposed to do.
Okay.
Right? So that's the father's father did. That's hooked up to the father's mitzvah. The second question is, the widow shouldn't have an independent mitzvah to be born to herself.
Yeah, but what's...
The father in the picture.
What do you mean?
What do you do with the father? Independently. There's no key on a girl. The father's out of the picture. Stone has it again. What?
Yeah, but
we know there's a mitzvah the father's
word. Right, but what about for a boy? Yeah, but what would that mean by boy? Meaning the words, what would that mean by boy? If Tifta Tipot is telling us she's not chayiv, it necessarily tells me that the boy is chayiv. Because that's the whole drasha. Whoever's in Tifta is in Tipot. Meaning you have to use it.
Look, at whoever is
yeah. Tifted is mechuyev to be deported himself. The second half of the drasha. The second half of the.
I thought it was. Obviously, himself.
Yeah, but I'm going the second half. F, keep going. Yeah. Weiter. This part. Right. Tixiv tifted deported.
Right, again, but I think that's. Cool.
Suvin of dois saw him. Took of dois is atzmai. Koshein is not. So what would it be adding?
He just starts in the tifte.
Meaning, I hear. Meaning, even if we're going to say it's a different nature, but what would be the nafka meaning though? Really? You're saying it's a different. It's a different. What? I mean, tifte tibod is only being brought to exclude her, not to include him. But why? Well, I'm saying if you can read the Mara that way, but I'm saying, but once you have it, at the end of the day, I have tifted the puzzle. So what do you put the tifted for? That's what Shash is saying, that it's not.
If there's some way of saying there's a separate. Someone's separate mitzvah.
If
the son does himself.
Question is, what would be the nafkamina?
Now, like, what's the status of the father's mitzvah? Is it wasn't a kaimit? Is it an eternal non-kiyum? Or the fact that his son was redeemed? So again, like the Christian. The fact that his son was nifted. Is he now okay? Father?
He has no more mitzvah to do.
Saying,
where
do the father has the kid has to himself, right?
What says
that? The kid has to himself. Maybe you would think
the tip probably is not possible. It's taking two words from two different places, right?
What?
No, it's not.
It's just taking two words.
It's one word. No, it's one word. Reading it
two ways.
Yeah.
So the truth.
In the same process.
The same word.
That possible.
That same possible.
Yeah, it's the same word.
Yeah.
Is that what's up?
Yeah. The word tifta.
Yeah, it's weird.
Or kol b'kavanecha tifta. Could be that tifta also.
That would be hard though.
Tifta tipade.
Kol b'kavanecha tifta.
If it's from the two different...
See, the Rishash first tries to get out of it. I mean, you have to know when you say a kri and when you say a ksiv. But the Rishash tries to get, it's complicated, but the Rishash tries to get at it by saying, he brings around that when you have a kri and ksiv, usually that means it's written different than how it's pronounced. But not here. Here, it's a safe...
You could if you want to,
exactly. You want to read it that way, you can read it that way. So the drush over here... Meaning the drasha of the ksiv over here is a little bit weaker. So the Rishash wants to say, over here you would never say the drasha of tipodeh to exclude this isha, had you not had the drasha of podo tipodeh to tell you there was such a chiv in the first place. Meaning the ksiv, meaning I'm asking tipta tipoda should be enough for a drasha. So saying since over here, the ksiv is mamish like the kri. So the truth is you have no right to darshan the ksiv that he has to be poid himself if he didn't already have a drasha poda tipta. Once you know for poda tipta, he poid himself, then I can use the kri and ksiv to be mamayit the isha. Yeah, that would answer the kasha. But he says, the maskana, he doesn't think that that's true. Yeah, the maskana, he says it's not true. Even in a case like this, the Gemara has a right to make a drasha from the ksiv by itself. And therefore, he wants to say it's a tall cipher. That's the order of the Rishash. That's what he's saying. Want to see it inside? See it inside quickly. Check out the Rishash.
The question is not going
back to
why do you have. What's the question? Why do you have
Bado Tifta? Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do
you have
Bado Tifta?
If you work backwards,
you're not chayav
to do it. Right?
Yeah. But how do you know she?
How
do you
know she's not
chayav? Right. That's Tifta Tifta.
Anyone who's chayav to do you, if someone's chayav to do you, you're chayav to do yourself.
Right.
Then we go, and where do you know that she's not chayav to him?
The person?
Chayav to yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, then the question is, so, whole separate question, really. Whole separate question.
What's the separate question?
No, how do you decide to himself? Not the sure.
Yeah, but we already answered it.
No, I'm saying, but so...
It's already included in what we just spoke out. That's the problem.
Oh, but maybe...
Why?
He's included in someone who's once
you're... Yeah. Someone's chayv to do pinyin on you.
You need the...
You're chayv to pinyin yourself.
You need the tifte tzadeh for the mother anyway.
True.
So you already have it. Just happens to say that you can also learn the same. What's the problem? You already learned it before.
So yeah, so why did he...
That's the reading of the pasuk.
So why did he put the tifte?
Because you have for the mother anyway.
Right, so why didn't he put
those
things?
It just happens to also mean that.
In that group of people.
What do you also mean that?
It also means that.
We're making a drasha, it's an unnecessary drasha.
You said the
tipta,
I already have to make the drasha of
tipta tipada, that you need.
I already have to make that drasha.
Sure, correct, because you have to be mamayit her.
You're making that drasha. No, but it also means the other thing.
Correct.
So once I'm already making that drasha, I have to make it for her.
Correct.
I'm not making an additional one, and that extends, by the way, once you make it for it, extends to also mean this. It doesn't take away from the fact that the plain reading of the pasuk,
it's not the plain reading of the pasuk.
But the original
Padoi tiptev to drasha, padoi tiptev to double lashon. We're not asking on the, now we're asking the kopa kopa nech tiptev part. We're not asking on that part.
But it's
you're right, that part.
Padoi tiptev is a pasuk.
Yeah, but it doesn't say in that pasuk a person is chayav to be poyed himself. It's a drasha. It doesn't say it. So it's a yeah. Look at inside for a second. Oh, sorry. Look inside for a second. Because it's gushmak just to see what I just spoke out now with the kri and the ksiv. Oh, in your gemara it's harder to find. You have the rishash. My gemara it's like on the list of things. Page 4. Yours might be like mine. Yours is probably like mine. After the Marsha, because yours is a bit newer. Yeah, it's yours is on the list of things here. So just go to Chavtes. Chavtes Amud Aleph. It says Vi'i Minolan in Rishash. See Vi'i Minolan. Yeah. Oops. Did I just turn this off? Still on? Okay. It's dark. Does it matter? Okay. Look at this inside. It's mamash what we said. Just v'im inolim. Look at the rishash. L'chayre kosher. Which his lashon is like you guys are saying. The Gemara brought this down to teach me that she's potter. The Gemara did not bring this down to teach me that he is chayiv. It's true. But it comes out from that that he's chayiv. Muchach mizeh comes out from this. The Torah of Doisat Moy that a kid, a boy, has he birthed himself. That's what's coming out. Even though that wasn't the focus of the Gemara, but that's what's coming out. But Lomali may have been Bado Tifta Lael. Why did I got to learn that out from Bado Tifta earlier? Veneer Ali. So now he starts the attempted terrorists, which I was mentioning before. The few magic gods of Iran, Migamara de Sanhedrin. Iran brings Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Heir de Chiadodi Ninu. I think it means Chiadodi Ninu when the Mikra and the, when the Kriya and the Ksiv are the same. Mikra, they have to go by the Mikra. There's no such thing as going by the Ksiv if it's spelled exactly like the Mikra. She says, according to that, Lachain, therefore, then we can answer our Kasha. If he wouldn't have had the pasuk of padoy tifteh to teach me that there's such a chiv exists that is chayav dipoy himself, correct? We never would have darshan the ksiv of tipadeh. We're darshan the ksiv of tipadeh to teach me the ishus potter. But had we not previously known that there's bechlal chiv on the person himself, we wouldn't have used this drasha because with the kriya and the ksiv are the same. You have no right to go after the ksiv. Once we know there's such a thing, then we can use the ksiv. That would answer the kasha. Ksas kasha l'ran. He says, but it's a ksas kasha l'ran. The ayin sham gemara. If you look at the gemara in Sanhedrin, which we're not going to do now, the loy koyo achim b'maskana. He says it's not true. The gemara seems to be the maskana that that's not true. Then the maskana, you could dash on the ksiv, even if it is the same. So therefore, this teretz wouldn't help. Alkei near lay the tar soifer hula el. It's a Torah story from the Gemara before. The Tzarchle Mesham Gamken Tipta Tipode. And it should have said there also Tipta Tipode. The Cheni Barif Uvarosh. The Chenirim Mipirish Rashi. The Chenirim Mipirish Rashi, I think, is because the order of the different Maschim. You hear what I'm saying? But it seems that he's saying in the Rosh and the Rif, it's even more explicit. Even more Mefurish. Look in the Rosh. Yeah, look at this Rosh. The Rosh in Siman Mem Aleph. Turn to the Rosh Siman Mem Aleph. It's a Mufurish Rosh, what he's saying. Rosh Siman Mem Aleph. Yeah, over here. Liftoi Sim Minolim. The same Bechob and Echatifte. The Eger, the Park Abu Machayev, Eulim Mifak Napshei. Dichsev tifte, kori bei tipode. That's clear in the Rosh that that was the drasha. V'imelon l'mechayva, I don't know she's not chayiv. Dichsev tifte tipode, v'chule v'chule. Yeah, that's mefurish in the Rosh like this.
No one else brings down the kasha.
I know. I mean, these are showing him. These are showing him. They don't have the kasha according to what he's saying. They had a totally different gear, sir.
That's all he has to say.
Yeah, that's Mashman Rashi as well, because Rashi brings Tifta Tipada before Ihi Minolan. Okay, Nishmaka, Nekuda, Baita, Tana Rabban. New case, who liftois, but no liftois. He has a chiyav on himself and on his father never did the pidyon on him. And now he's mechuyav on the pidyon on himself, and he also has a son to do the pidyon on. And he doesn't have enough money for both. Who called on the noy? He should go first. Maybe it says son goes first. Because the Iker Chiv that's on him is to be void his son. Chiv on himself, that was his father's Chiv originally, and now he has to take over. But the more direct Chiv on him is a Chiv on his son, so he should use the money for his son. So the Rabbanan hold, use the money for yourself. And Rabbi Yehuda hold, use the money for your son. Why? Because he read that as a svara. Zeh mitzvah zol aviv, zeh mitzvah zbenoi alov. That's a beautiful svara. Amr Rabbi Yirmiyah, Hakol Moedin, he says everyone agrees. They had like a Masorah like this. You see it in Marshal. Hakol Moedin means like Lo Shonu. Like they had like the, this was the Masorah, this is what they're arguing about. Hakol Moedin, Kalecha Deleka, the Chomish Sloim, who Koydin the Benoi. Everyone agrees that there's only five Sloim. He goes first. My time, a mitzvah to gufi adifa, it's a mitzvah in your own guf, that comes first. When he has five slum, meshubin, that lekucha is bought from him, this karka, after the chiyah pidyon haben already went on him, right? He turned 13, he has a chiyah pidyon haben, and he sells karka to these lekuchas. So that's called meshubadim. He has karka there that's worth five slum. It's meshubit to the kohen, and he's got chamesh bnei choyvin. He's got a sada by him, a sada that he owns straight out. So Rabbi Yehuda saw a milvah that's in the Torah, because b'shtar dam. So Rabbi Yehuda says when you have a milvah written in the Torah, you have a choyvin written in the Torah, it's like it's written in a shtar. So it's like it's written in a shtar. Then that means that the kohen would have a right to go and take the karka's worth of five shlom away from those lekuchas. Because they bought a sada that was her previously had a lien on it. So what does he say to do? Parik hamesh, the five that you have, the five b'nei choyrin, parik lebrei, be paid to your son. V'az l'koyin, v'tarif le'le chomesh mishubadim, l'didei, and let the coin go and take back the five mishubadim for the father's chiyuv. The baran tzavit now, milba t'ksuv b'raiv salav k'ksuv b'shtar damyo, if it's written in the Torah, the choyiv to the coin. That's written in the Torah is not like it's written in the Shtar, and therefore you have no Efsharis, the Kohen has no Efsharis at all to take anything away from the Kuchas, and therefore Hilkoch Mitzvah to Guviyadev, he should use the five to be put himself. So again, if I only have five Mitzvah, everyone agrees Mitzvah to Guviyadev, I put it myself. If I have five by me and five by my Lekuchas, so then Rabbi Yehuda holds, use the five for your son and send the koyin after your lekuchos for your five. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, you can't send the lekuchos because that's there's no shibud on that. Milvah k'suba is not like it's written in the Shtar. And therefore use the five for yourself because mitzvah lekufei adif. Oh, now. Rashi says, "Kiksuv b'shtar damyo." Zok to Rashi, "Kiksuv b'shtar damyo." Ubepidyan atzmo yoy mechudev koydim shibet karkoisav. Obviously, right? His own opinion, he was chayvin before he mshabed this karkois. Meaning, again, you know, he turned 13 and became chayvin b'din ben, and when he was 14, he sold karka. But you do have to the kuchos, so the koy can go after the kuchos. Therefore, b'chomish b'nei choyrin that he has now, d'ikah that he has, parak l'brei, be paid to his son. Then Rashi adds in the following line, the ein ze oino l'lekuchos, the back adds in the word l'lekuchos, sharei mitzvot b'nei olav yoysim in mitzvosai. What does Rashi need to add this line in? Very good, because if I have five b'nei choyrin, what right do I have to send this koyin after my l'kuchos? The rule is that the kuchos can always say, as long as I left enough karka by the guy I bought it from to pay off the debt to you, then you have no right to come to me. He knocked the lechamokim, right? That's a Tosfos brings down. Ein nefron mechazim shabbat mamokim anei chori. He knocked the lechamokim. First of all, there's two concepts. You don't take from Mishabadim if the guy that owes you has b'nei chorin, and you can't take from the kuchos who left enough b'nei chorin by the guy to pay you back. So how is the coin coming after the kuchos over here? He comes to the kuchos, he says, I'm taking five because when you bought this field, this guy was already chayv in the mitzvah's pinyin aben, he already owed me the money. So they say, well, wait a minute, he has five bnei chayin right now. What right do they have to come after us? So the kohen says, yeah, but he's using that for his son. Ishkoyach. But so don't use it for his son. You take it for him. What right do they have to come after us? Take that for him, and the money in the son, you just have to wait. Because the son's money obviously is not mishubed by them. The son was born after they bought the field. Correct? So you're right. So that the Rashi needs to add this in. So the Rashi, it's not I'm not cheating the Lekuchos, because since Rabbi Yehuda himself said in the Braisa that there's a svara of Zem mitzvah benar love yoytzim and mitzvah, so that svara is what gives him the right to say, I need to use these bnei chorin for my son. I can't push off the chiv of my son. So once I have a right to say that, then I write this on the coin after the kuchos for the chiv that's on me. So Toys is very bothered by this. Toys says, Adirabba, the kuka should say back, Mitzvah Gufayot, they put right, they have to come after us. So what's going on over here? What right do they have to do with this? The Toys is very, very bothered. So the Pnei Yeshua we saw says, Pnei Yeshua says, it's not good true, Mitzvah Gufayot, when you only have five, everybody agrees, Mitzvah Gufayot, when you only have five. But since here there's an option of getting both mitzvahs by using the five I have in a chorin for my son and sending the coin after the kuchos for my own chiyuv, and there's a svara that the mitzvah's benoy is stronger, I'm allowed to use that svara and say I'm using my money for that and the kuchos have to pay the other five. The kuchos will tie up. What do you mean? We left enough kark over there to pay this chayv. Is that our problem? So here's Pnei Yeshua says a chiddush. He says the whole takana of that the lekucha is container. We left enough kark over there to pay this choiv, and therefore you can't come after us. That is a takana midrabbanan. I mean, technically speaking, the way the shibud works, that doesn't matter. The rabbanan masakin that to protect the lekuchas. But makom mitzvah, they didn't make such a takana. So you have to say, but makom mitzvah, they allow you to use the svara of mitzvah benoy alav in order to get the mitzvah, and they don't enact the takana that the lekuchas can say enacted the chamakom over there. That's Ben Yeshua explains Rashi. But what comes at very geschmack, okay, however Tosis learned, the Sora Tosis learned, it's more complicated, whatever. What comes at very geschmack is, you know, because there has to be a way to fit in lechayr, that Ben Yeshua is coming from, Rabbi Yehuda's smara, with how we're explaining, with what Rabbi Yemi is saying. We have a braisa. Machlokes is a bunch of Rabbi Yemi. And then we have Rabbi Yemi explaining the braisa. So the way Rabbi Yemi explained the braisa was, when you have five and five, everybody holds mitzvah to gufei adif. But when you have five and shubin, when you only have five, everybody holds mitzvah to gufei adif, use it for yourself. When you have five and shubin, and five and echairin, so there's machlokes, whether you hold milvak zubashah damya or not. And then, Rabbi Yehuda told, you can use the five bnei chayim for your son. So Rashi is very geschmack. Where does this come from that you can use the five bnei chayim for your son? So Rashi says, it's coming from the svara, then mitzvah bnei love, yaisim mitzvah, which is mukhok, because Rabbi Yehuda said that svara. The way Rabbi Yehuda is explaining the machlekes tanoim, you have to use that svara. Because that was a Rabbi Yehuda's svara. We can't make a shot in this machlekes tanoim. There's nothing to do with that svara. That svara has to be applied because that is the words of Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa. So where does it get applied? Ah, Zukta Rashi, you know where it gets applied? It gets applied because that's the explanation why there's no enough to the Lekuchos. That's the explanation why when you have five in Echor and five in Shabbat, you're allowed to use these five in Echor for your son. Rabbi Yehuda didn't speak that out Mufurish in the Gemara. He just said, Milik Shubuk 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 Shubuk. What gives you the right to do that? Rashi is speaking it out. But the tremendous mile of Rashi is, now we understand why Rabbi Yehuda said that in the Braisa. Right? Right? That's very clear.
It's not enough.
Super, exactly. That's not enough. That's not enough. And now we understand why Rabbi Yehuda said didn't say that. He said a svara. What does that svara come into the way Rabbi Yehuda's teaching of the machlokes? Ah, here's where it comes in. That's what he meant. That they meant to say. Since I hold, you know, that he meant to say. Since I hold, milvav ksuba k'tayra, ksuba shar damya, and I'm allowing you to go after the lekuchos, you should know the reason you have a right to use these five nechon for your son is because I have a svara. Well, problem is if that pshat and Yeshua has a gvaldik the kash on the ritva, which I don't have an answer to if this is correct, because the ritva was bothered by the same kasha as Tosfos, as Rashi. How can you cheat the lekuchos like this? Yeah, how can you send him after the kuchos and use the five and coin for yourself? Huh? What gives you right to do that? Oh, so the ritva. So the ritva says. Ikel chamish bnei choyrin perish metaltolin. The hashdiki also coin the mitav and mishubadim. The pinyan atzmai. Lo matzil kuchos amir alei nachtu lach machem legvayis mimenu. Zakhtaritva, the Chamesh b'nei Choyr in the Bar Gemara is not a soda, it's not karka. The Chamesh b'nei Choyr in the Bar Gemara is metaltal. So now, the Lekuchos, the Ritva hold, since it's metaltalin, the Lekuchos holds, since it's metaltalin, but the Ritva holds, since it's metaltalin, the Lekuchos don't have a taina, I left you a sadek to go take it from. The taina of Inachta Lechambokum, the taina of that the Lekuchos can say, I left you enough to take it from him, you can't come after us. The Ritva holds, that taina doesn't help by metaltalin. You could have left him millions of dollars of metaltalin, but if this is his only karka that's by you, then I have a right to go after you. So the Ritva is saying the reason why it's not an aynah to the Lekuchos, the reason why the Lekuchos don't have a taina, you know, that you should go after the guy, not after us, is because you're talking about a taltal. It's not talking about a soda, it's not talking about karka. The b'nei chorin of our Gemara is metaltal. So according to the Ritva, yeah? According to the Ritva, what? Rabbi Yehuda holds so I can go after the Lekuchos. We ask the Kasha. Go after the Lekuchos. And I use these five for my son. Use these five for my son. And send the coin to the Lekuchos for the Chiv for my own pity. We ask the Kasha. Rashi asks, it's a no for the Lekuchos. So the Ritva, it's not. Because the B'nai Chorin we have are metaltal. The Lekuchos are no tainas. Okay, so that's the pshat. That's the pshat. That's enough to explain Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Yeah, that's what that's what the Ritva holds.
Someone has a charge under some property.
Well, you know, if you borrowed $1 million from me, I would lose your property.
Yeah, that's a bit bold.
The point is that I can still come after you. You can't make any claims, you can't come after me because I have no problem.
What?
Because I have no problem.
No property, yeah. If you didn't leave karka by me, then the Baal Choyev can go after the karka that's by you. Even though you left metaltalin by me. That's the chiddush of this ritva. Which is very not poshut. I mean, he brings here on the bottom achroyin from Kivege and the tumim that they say that they bring that the Marsha says such a thing. and they say the mashal of das yochid, it's not true lalacha, but the mitzvah he's saying it. Al kapanim, okay, that's a chiddush of the mitzvah. But in our sugi, what comes out according to the mitzvah, Rabbi Yehuda didn't need this svara. Yeah, we explained very geshmak according to how Rashi is learning how to fit in the brisa with the gemara. The svara that Rabbi Yehuda said, Zem mitzvah soy al aviv, Zem mitzvah b'nai alav, fits into the puzzle very geshmak. Because that's, right, even though the gemara never discusses it, all the gemara talked about is whether it's meshubit or whether it's not meshubit. But we understand why we needed it. And according to the ritva, this b'nai shuv is kash on the ritva. Because you don't need it.
Just a practical message.
What do you need that svara for? It's enough to know. And it's only a case where only left by him b'nei chayrin. So I'm allowed to use the five b'nei chayrin for the son and send you to the book, but it's for mine. So how does that fit into the price? How does it fit into our beautiful words? That's the issue. It's kasha on the ritual. Which I don't know about the turns to.
I have a couple
of kasha. Sometimes a kasha.
You have a couple of mine, which... He has a shield.
There's one more kashin, which will get to tomorrow, which I will talk to.
I'm sorry,
that's his choice. Kashin is going to the rhythm, come to the point of the ritual. You don't need the Buddha's svara in the bright sun.
Cases that I'm going
to svara of what?
Of Zeb, of Mitzvah Benoya Love. Mitzvah Benoya Love.
Marshal,
say the kashin now.
Okay,
tomorrow. I should do it now, right? I'll do it tomorrow. The problem is, it's two kashas. This kasha and the mashal's kasha, which we'll say over tomorrow. I don't think we have an answer to either one of them. I mean, the mashal says an answer, but I didn't work on it.
Yeah,
you worked on the answer? It's a little hard. Yeah, you're right. It shouldn't say we don't have an answer. But the kasha...
I have money in the bank. And the Lukukos have property that I sold them that has a shield to someone else.
And when they bought the view, they left no more karka by
now. The coin has a shield on their karka, he doesn't have a shield on my money. And he has to collect from me because I owe him money. And he chooses to go take from the property instead of money from me. Is that his choice?
According to the ritual.
Or am I sending him there? Did he come to me for money and I said, no, you've got to leave, go get it from there. I'm not paying it to for my debt.
One second. It could be... it could be that... It could be that if you have enough money, then he can't go after them. But here we're saying that you don't have enough money. You only have five in Echirin and five, that's all you have. I guess aside from what we need to live. So we're saying then.
You can't remember, these Kukul don't owe the coin money. I owe the coin.
Yeah.
So who's to say? Who'll give him the right to say, I'm not going to take it from you?
No, but I'm saying
it's
no.
He's subject to a lien.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying, no, you have to realize. I'm
true, this coin.
No, but it could be. We're talking about case.
But why would you?
I think you're right. No,
I don't have money to pay the guy.
Yeah, but if I had 10 b'nei chorin, if I had 10 b'nei chorin,
I don't have enough to pay, man.
Right. We're talking about dafka in a case where I only have five. I have five b'nei, that's all I have. You guys are right.
The five and
if I have $1 million, you can't go after him. That's true. I think that's probably even going to the ritva. I think that's true.
You originally said that you could have millions of dollars. That I don't think
the ritva is just saying a chiddush that if I have five and a chayrin,
right,
which means when he bought that sada, he left these five and a chayrin by me. Then, so without the ritva, we'd say I have no right to go after him because he left these b'nei chayrin by me. The ritva says if those b'nei chayrin metaltalin, Then there's no inachti l'chamoka. I can't tie any inachti l'chamoka. Maybe that's what the ritual. I can't tie it when I bought it from you. I left enough by him. You don't leave karka by him. I mean, it still could be right now he ran out of money. That the ritual could agree to. Right now he ran out of money. Enough money.
The
rule of inachti l'chamoka, which is a general rule. If I buy karka and leave enough karka by the seller to pay off the debt, then you can't come out at the time that I bought. Even if right now he ran out, still, it's not my problem. That rule would not apply when you're dealing with metal. So here, I left no karka. So it's true, if he had $1 million, he still can't come after me. But now that all he has is enough for this chiyuv, oh, why not? That could be because of a different rule that that when you have enough for the chayrim, you know, you can't just take him to the corpus. It's only when the Baal Chayv can't pay.
That I would
even contend
with in that situation. The guy has a
lien. Yeah,
in the problem, you owe him money.
Yeah. And this is very good.
It's difficult to get it. So
is this still on? Is this machine still on? Yeah, there's a very important chiluk. There's two rules at play. Listen to this. There's a rule, there's two rules. Tights is bringing down both of them. There's a rule. I can't take minchasim shubadim if the guy is standing there has minichori. That rule is still true. If this guy's got enough to pay for everything, you can't take from the mishubadim. That rule is still emes. But over here, we our case is where he has just enough. So the lekucha is. So the lekucha is want to say. Ah, could be the mitzvah still needs. Could be the mitzvah still needs. I don't know about the separation of kasha. So the cool guys want to say, what you want to use as five for your son to come after us for ours? He knocked in the car. We left you five when we bought it. We left you five. We left him in a chardon. Then that's another rule that the cool guys allowed to taina. He knocked in the chambakum. The gavas mi menu. Or some kamesh in a chardon. As long as I left enough in a chardon by the guy, you don't have to come after me. So the mitzvah, that rule doesn't apply by metaltim. As long as that guy is out of money now, he can still come after you, even if you were he knocked the loy mokoin, because the only thing you left him with metatlin, and that he knocked the mokoin on the price of the karka. That's what we're saying in the ritual of the karka. But the truth is, you're right. Still, maybe you have to ask the question, but the five that he does have, what gives him the right to use it for something else? So maybe the ritual also has to come up to the sword of Yehuda. I'm not sure if I understand Pinesha's card. Pinesha was asking the mitzvah, he doesn't need the sword of Yehuda. Maybe he does.
That's how I would say it. Because maybe the mitzvah of the mitzvah is a technical loophole.
As long as he has money now.
Yeah.
That even the mitzvah agrees to, that's for sure.
No. So, I'm saying it's a case where they did not leave him.
Any karko.
So then, right
away. In that case, you can't tie the nachdi l'chamakum. When he comes after me, I can't tie up. What?
He could always come after you.
Oh, so 1 second. So that's what the Pesach was assuming.
Yeah.
So therefore the Pesach asked, so what do I need this svara for? Oh, I'm saying maybe the Vita meant that he could always come after you. The Vita just meant you can't, he not that the Mokum doesn't help you. But he still can't come after you unless the guy's out of money now. See, there's two different parts. There's the din that I can't take from Shabbatim when the guy has B'nai Chorin. And there's the din that even the guy that has no B'nai Chorin right now, if when the Lekuchos bought it, they left enough by the guy, it's not their problem. So din number two doesn't apply over here. It doesn't apply by karka, not by metaltim. But din number one, that I still can't go after them unless I ran out of money, that still does apply. So I have money, I have five selah,
yeah.
So what gave me a right to use it for the so it could be the mitzvah also needs this for a building. Yeah, if you say it like that, I hear why the mitzvah also needs it. I have to look at the B'nai Shua again. You should ask it like a kash on the ritual. You don't need it.
You need both. That he has enough money and that you left him. Once you didn't leave him, then you can say you come after him.
Even if he has a lot of money. Yeah, but why should
that's how I said.
But that's when Yeshua understood the ritual. Yeah, but it doesn't say that exactly. I don't think it says that. The words of the ritual are more in he knocked in the chamakum. Okay, that's a little bit sardachian. Whether we're understanding the Pesach was kasha correctly or not. What I'm saying now, we can add the kasha. Look at this. Yeah. Ashik yozu koiz mit dem shabbat mit pitn at smoy. Le matz de kuchas le mem le nach le khmakh le gabas min nen. Inami mitatle nin u havel le dide gufe a hu shait. In oy nach le khmakh le gabas min nen ob mitatle. Oh. No, that's a mitzvah. Didn't mean that. He meant even if the guy has money.
Right.
If the guy has money. So that's finished. It was kasha. Even if he has money, it's tremendous chiddush. Tremendous chiddush. Even if he has enough money.
It's like how he originally said it.
If you bought his last soda, then you're always going to be meshubin. Even if he has lots of metal.
You should know that. You should know that.
That could have talking millions. If you bought his last soda, we could flip him after you.
That's what they call card pack.
Tremendous finish,
huh? Apparently.
Okay, so that's what it meant. The way this happened, she was kasha, very good. Okay. You're right, he says a line in there. That's how you first said it. That's how I said it at first. Okay, maybe I was right. Okay. Because I got the bit through the Bnei Yeshua. But it could be that is what he's saying, because he says, Ladide, Yeshla Ladide.
It's very interesting.
Okay, we'll do the Marshal tomorrow and then we'll go back there.
Yes, the stat is interesting. Which, by the way, it's got.